Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, you again.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Why are you asking me? I see you more than me own mother. I've said this before.
We survived Burnley, didn't mm-hmm. we?
Yes, we did. How would you sum up Burnley in a word?
Indescribable.
It was fun though, weren't it?
Oh, I haven't had that much fun since Children in Need.
Okay.
Anyway, it's our help hotline.
And what is the help hotline, William
The help
Hansen?
Hotline is the chance for people to orally connect with us. They can dial in.
Don't say that.
They can.
Don't say oral. Orally connect.
A-U-R-A-L.
They can orally connect.
They orally connect to us, they speak to us, they stretch their uvulas and connect with us in an oral fashion.
Oh, stop saying oral. It's like moist.
The number's on the website should you want to do the same. You can text, you can ring it, just do whatever you like. It's producer Ben's own personal number. He is really that desperate.
Just to clarify, we're not sucking anyone off. It's a help hotline. You ring in and we give you advice. That's what it is. It's nothing to do with, like, blowjobs or anything.
Not as part of the podcast, anyway.
Or cunnilingus. Remember that?
I've flown with them.
No, that's Aer Lingus.
Oh, I see.
You did a Jordan, then what you like? Oh. That was a very Jordan North joke there,
yes,
William.
Thank you. Right, shall we answer the help hotline and see who we've got on today?
Yes.
Okay, so hello, who do we have on the hotline today?
Hi, darlings. My name is Owain, and I'm very excited to speak to you guys today.
Oh, now hang on, there is only one Owain worth knowing.
I know this Owain. I know this voice.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Owain, the world-famous TV weatherman, isn't it?
Well, Jordan, darling, when you put it like that, I must confirm, yes, it is me you're speaking
yes!
to.
Yes! Owain, I love it. I love it when you're on telly. It's brilliant.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, Jordan. Well, you know, I try to bring a little extra when I deliver the weather forecast, which is normally,
indeed,
you know, bad.
Humidity is rising, barometer's getting low.
Oh, that barometer is so low, darling. It's so low.
if you've never seen Owain present the weather, just YouTube him. He's really good. Very good. He brings his own style to the weather. Is that
well,
right?
You know, I bring something different, I like to think.
Yes.
So, well, variety is the spice of life, or so they say. So,
yes.
Indeed. Yes.
It is. How did you hear about Help I Sex and My Boss, Owain?
Well, can I say I love the show, guys.
Thank you.
I've seen you guys obviously posting about it, and I had a listen, and I loved it.
Post about it once or twice.
Oh, only once or twice. You're very discreet when it comes to posting about it.
People don't really know we've got a podcast.
No, true. This is true. And I thought I'd listen, and you know, well, I've got a little dilemma that I thought that I could share with you.
Go for it.
Please share us your little something.
This perhaps is a situation that many of us have been in, you know, many different ways. Essentially, this is it. You're at some kind of a party or maybe like a social gathering. Maybe it's a work thing. Maybe it's a friends and family type of arrangement. But you've been there, you know, working the room, meeting everyone, doing the hellos. And then as the whole thing kind of draws to a close, somebody asks for your number. But you don't want to share your number with them for whatever reason. Maybe, you know, they want to ask you out, which is quite easy to bat off, actually, isn't it? And that never happens to me anymore, darlings. I'm 35 now. But
oh, stop it. Well, you don't look it.
Oh, that's the lighting, darling. That's the lighting.
Gotta
or maybe, you know, maybe it's more of a kind of a work capacity.
I feel like I'm at some bloody panto we're used to here.
How rude. It'd be a very good pantomime.
Well, that essentially is the situation. You know, what do you do if somebody asks for your number and you don't want to give it? It's just, it's tray awkward.
This happened to me before.
Yeah.
Really?
What did you do?
Jordan's pretending that people ask.
No, I was at a gig and it was a bit awkward.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. So a former agent that I had...
Mm-hmm.
If someone had asked, oh, we'd love to work with you or we'd love to get in touch, there was an email address that we were allowed to give out, which was like fiona@nameofagency.com.
Ah.
That Fiona did not exist.
All right.
So that if anyone ever phoned up asking for Fiona or emailed my agency knew that we had obviously deliberately given that email out to that person.
How clever.
No, yes, very clever, isn't it? Knowing that we absolutely do not want to do that project or whatever it happens to be.
So maybe you
could have a fake number.
Well, see, this is the thing, right? I've been in that kind of situation before, but then I've actually given my number out and then they do that thing where they... Oh, I'll ring it, darling. I'll ring the number. You have mine. And then you're kind of holding your phone in your hand.
Yeah.
And then obviously if it doesn't light up, it's, you know, uh-oh, the alarm bells will ring. Maybe I could buy... What about... I don't think it's severe enough for me to have to buy a burner phone, you know? I don't get it that much, babes. But is that too extreme?
Well, come on, William. You're the etiquette expert. If someone asks for your number, you don't want to give it. And what do you... Could you say, oh, can I give you my email address or...
I mean, you could really... I mean, look, if money's no object, why don't you just get fake business cards with the wrong number?
Ah.
Do you think?
Just give them out.
I think you've got to give your number. Oh, I don't know. It's hard.
You could just give your number out and then block them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It is a tricky situation because somebody... Should you ask...
Well, actually, there is a point here. The old-fashioned etiquette, because you were never allowed... I mean, it still rings true today. You're not supposed to take business cards... to social functions because it's a social function. Now, I know, okay, but this sort of, you know, you've got to, the etiquette was if someone wanted to connect with you from a business point of view, you said, well, please ask the hostess for my number and they'll pass it on. That was the way to do it. So actually what you could do is you could go, oh, well, it's terribly bad form to give out your number. So ask Samantha, or whatever the hostess is called. She'll give you my number. And then you can actually then say to Samantha, don't you bloody well dare give my number out. Or if you do, give the wrong number or ignore them or do something. And then it removes you from the situation. It's not ideal, but it may be the only option in this instance.
It's a tricky one. It is. People have... Is it good etiquette to ask for somebody's number?
No.
No?
I'd follow them on Instagram or Twitter and then...
You're such a millennial.
I mean, because you can get quite excited, can you, when I've been in situations before where I've kind of, I don't know, maybe I've met someone really famous, like at a wedding, or not that famous, you know, like, you know, Z-list famous, darling, Z-list famous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you kind of
like
think...
William.
You kind of think, that's a bit harsh. You think, we got on really well. Maybe I'll ask for the number. But then you just don't you? Because it's just weird and, you know, you just met this person.
And it's forcing a friendship. And I think friendship should develop naturally and organically.
Ah, yes. True. Yeah. I agree.
I'd just be like, give him your number and then just like ignore a few texts. Did you give this person your number, by the way?
I have done in the past. I have done, and it's just kind of, it fills me with anxiety when they then have gone and text and have said, hi, how's it going? And you're kind of polite and, you know, you obviously don't really want to, you know, form a kind of close friendship with them, perhaps. Oh, it's just really, it just makes you feel so awkward. But also, if you kind of were to ignore them or block them, well, if they were on a mission, a proper mission, they could just call you on... withheld number, couldn't they? And then they would know, and that would be very awkward.
I know what you could do.
What's that?
So maybe it's just more polite actually to give them
two things. I've nailed this. See what sometimes I ponder and I get it. First one, you could take their number. You say, oh, give me your number and I'll text you later. Don't text them. That's always, because I've done that before. Second one, turn your phone off, pretend your phone's gone dead and you don't know your number.
Ah, brilliant
but
idea.
Who doesn't know their number?
Say it's a new phone. Say I've just switched from...
Yeah, and okay, so I'm going to combine what Jordan's just said with what I said earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know my number, I've got a new phone, had loads of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Weird stalker.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ended up in prison.
We've all been there.
Yeah, and then... Yeah. Mm. And then you go, but get my. Why don't you ask the hostess for my number? I'll make. They've got it. I know they've got it.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you pass the blame almost, don't you, to the hostess? Well, you know, Samantha will be able to sort it for you. Just go and have a little chat with Samantha over there.
Yeah. And then you tell Samantha, don't give out my number, or if you do, give out a wrong one.
Take their number. Be like, oh, I'll give you a ring. I'll text you.
Yeah. What if Samantha hates me?
Well, why are you at a party?
Yeah, that's true.
We know what it's like in the media industry.
I think really the real person here is Samantha. That's what we need to get across at.
Samantha is the person, yeah. Oops.
What a cow.
Yeah. Oh, I just said it on air. Oh, what am I like?
I have you two ever met, you and William?
No, I'm yet to meet
you. I think you two would get on really well.
I'm desperate to meet you.
Oh, we must go for a little glass of effervescence sometime, darling. Next time I'm down in the big city... We'll have a little glass of fizz. And Jordan, you can come as well, of course.
Oh, I'd love to come along. Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
He can pour.
That's true, he can serve. He can be the Samantha of the situation.
Yeah, William's gone a bit sassier. What's happened to you? You got
this. It's Owain. It's Owain's spirit. That's what's...
Owain, not Owain. Owain. Owain's, you should see him. He's got a bit of a...
I watch his videos every day.
No, I'm not about you.
Oh, thank you.
Owain, you should watch you... William, he's got his hand on his hip here, he's clicking his feet.
Really?
He's going all
he's
sassy.
Serving up the sass. Excellent. Well, you know, in that case, my work here is done.
Thank you so much indeed for calling the help hotline. I hope this was of some vague use to you.
It was wonderful. I'm going straight out to buy a burner phone and I'm going to tell Samantha I'm never attending her parties again.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you both. Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Big hug. Bye-bye. Well, isn't he fabulous?
Look at you, using the word fabulous. Oh, darling. Oh, Owain. Oh, Owain. No. You loved him. He's a great guy.
Thanks,
I've never
Thomas
met
Schaffernack.
Him.
He looked like Vin Diesel. I think for the weather,
it makes
weather
you
for.
Look like Bruno...
Bruno Mars.
No, it makes you look like Mike Tyson.
I want every weather forecast on any channel... to be done by Owain.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He is a great guy.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
If you want any advice, G&D Divas, on the help hotline, the number's on the website, sexedmyboss.com.
What are you doing after this now?
Not seeing you.
Do you fancy a pint?
No.
It's just turned 5 o'clock. We could easily beat rush hour and have a couple
of... I'd rather get a tattoo.
Could have a couple of scoops.
Of ice cream?
Oh, it's mate, do you want a couple of scoops? Let's go for a drink.
All right, then.
Yeah, let's have a drink. We'll beat, because it's 5, we're going to get caught in rush hour, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'll get first one, Sid.
All right, then.
I'll get your Foster's top.
Goodbye, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.